Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Everybody may have grabbed their red cedar from the pasture or bought and disposed of their Christmas tree, but there are still many species of evergreen chugging along through the winter. There are many things to consider when admiring those stalwarts in the landscape. The thing about evergreens, especially in December, is that they still need water. Southeast Kansas averages around 40 inches of precipitation a year. However, the winter months, November through February, average around 1.5 to 2 inches each month. What that really boils down to is if snow or rain totals have been low or absent, then you may want to water any evergreens in the landscape. Unlike deciduous trees, they are still photosynthesizing and working hard. There are many different evergreen species that can be found around us. The only native evergreen to Kansas is the eastern red cedar, named for its red-colored heartwood. It is actually botanically a juniper and not a true cedar. While it is incredibly well adapted to Kansas weather and makes excellent windbreaks, a large concern is its aggressive habit. This is primarily from seeds born on the female trees. They're dependable trees, if controversial, just a warning to keep an eye out and manage them. Other junipers also make for good tolerant trees, attractive shrubs, or ground covers in the case of creeping juniper. Junipers, being low-lying bushes, often face harsh treatment in winter from de-icing salts and snow piles that get pushed onto them. Pine is a popular evergreen, but none of them are native to Kansas. This means that no pine is a perfect fit, but some are better and some are worse. Southeast Kansas is well suited for loblolly and eastern white pine. Ponderosa pines are better suited for western Kansas as they don't prefer so much humidity and moisture, but they do withstand drought. Both Austrian and Scotch pines are likely hosts for pine wilt disease, and Mugo is a non-US pine that is mostly used ornamentally. Other trees like arborvitae, spruce, and fir are used mostly for ornamental purposes. Arborvitae can be a great green globe, and spruce has iconic conifer appeal, but they both will need good watering during establishment and over any droughts. A perk of southeast Kansas is our less frigid and less arid climate allows for southern magnolia. This evergreen magnolia can be a stunning titan with massive flowers. Several cultivars are technically hardy enough for northern Kansas, but like most landscape plants, location and care can impact how they survive the winters. If you have evergreens, there are some problems to watch out for, like bagworms, some blights, and some trunk cankers, and those de-icing salts that can hurt juniper bushes and ground covers. So keep those evergreens in mind this winter. It really is their time to shine. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.